Yeah, evolution is a fact, yeah.
How can you prove that to everyone right now?
You use the evidence. That's what it means to prove something.
Right, so let's observe the evidence. What evidence do you have to know right now it's a fact?
Genetics, the fossil record, comparative anatomy, embryology, and common sense.
Yeah, let's not say words. What study are you referring to?
I'm not referring to any particular study. I'm referring to the entire body of scientific knowledge that is encompassed within the field of biology and paleontology and genetics and embryology.
And you can't provide us with one study to back up your positive claim that evolution is a fact?
Sure. Whoops. Went too far. Oh, let's see. N. Shukla, B. Shaban, and I. Romero. Genetic diversity in chimpanzee transcriptomics does not represent wild population. That probably isn't actually about evolution, actually. But D. Torrent, flowering plant study catches evolution in the act. Florida Museum, March 17th, 2011. Available at www.floridamuseum.ufl.edu/science/flowering-plant-study-catches-evolution-in-the-act/.
Damn, bro. That proves evolution, bro. I believe
I got
now.
Like 50 more if you want. Well, yeah, you said
let's like can we
you asked for
one
study and I gave you one. I can give you some more.
Yeah, well, you didn't really read a study or analyze it. You kind of just said, hey, this plant proves evolution. We call
it. Yeah, I read it several years
ago. Here's the link. Like, let's big screen an observation of evolution. Let's see if we can actually, like, get to the bottom of this. And let's just concrete it right now. The evolution is a fact. Show me the evidence for that.
What kind of evidence is required to satisfy your understanding or your burden? I guess we can say it that way.
Actual evidence, like you said. Remember evidence, right?
Yeah, you're making I know, a positive claim, but I don't want you to shift the goalposts. So I want you specifically, if evolution were true, then blank.
A peer-reviewed study, an observation of evolution. That's
it. What do you mean by evolution?
Well, one species changing into another, like amphibian turning into a mammal on a long time of adaptation, you guys like to say, instead of just... You know, you call it evolution when an amphibian or, you know, something like a fish grows legs and develops lungs and walks on the land. I want to see proof that that claim is true. I mean, it shouldn't be hard if it's, you know, so concrete.
Okay. There you go. A Devonian tetrapod-like fish and the evolution of the tetrapod body plan. Literally exactly what you were looking for. Oh, how did we go from a thing living in the water to something that goes up on land? Yep, here's the transitional form of that. And then we now know of several others that are like more, like we can see examples before it and examples after it, but it's kind of like the perfect transition. So exactly the thing you were talking about, here it is.
Well, and
this
we
is,
haven't even
this is
we
published
even...
in the journal Nature, which is the most prestigious scientific journal in the world. They get
why because probably, it gets the most funding.
They probably get hundreds of more applications than they publish every year. So there you go.
Right. Yeah, so you basically just big screened a paragraph with some photos of one fossil. Where are the other fossils that you were showing me in that stage of evolution? Where are the other fossils?
No, you don't get to shift the goalpost. We're literally, I've satisfied everything.
You showed me a paragraph.
Let's see. One paragraph, two paragraphs, three.
Right, let's scroll down. So,
four,
okay, we'll see
five.
Some fossil records. That's cool. Let's see more fossil records. Where's the fossil records of the fish that it apparently evolved from?
Six, seven, eight.
Keep scrolling.
Nine, same fossil. 10, okay. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18.
Let's read this.
19,
you're just taking this as gospel? You don't even know what this
20,
says.
20, 21.
This could say
22,
you're an idiot,
23.
And you don't even know. You're highlighting.
24, 25, 26. 26 paragraphs.
So, okay, so you're taking this as gospel. You haven't even read this, and you're telling me this is evidence of evolution being a fact. Like, let's
yes, I am behaving in exactly the same way you behave literally all the time.
No, you're behaving
except
like
when
a
you're
Christian.
Acting like a
you're
dumbass
saying
little
the
brat.
Bible said it. You're basically saying the Bible said it. That's your trope right now. The
Have
Bible
you
said
ever
it, so it's true.
Visited a mechanic or a doctor or any kind of
yes.
person that does specialty?
Yes, actual repeatable science that you can show.
Oh, you don't know. So has a doctor ever given you a diagnosis of anything?
Of course.
And I said doctor, not by doctor. I don't mean psychologist. I mean medical doctor.
No, actual. Yes, a medical doctor. Yes.
Okay. Did you demand that they prove to you that the thing they diagnosed you with even exists in the first place?
Well, there are studies to show that.
So you
yes,
just accepted that.
This is what I have.
So. Studies exist that other people, not you, have done, and that satisfies 100% your burden to believe in something. I have done that for you with evolution. What do you want
no,
to
you
talk about
not.
Next? Yes, I have.
No, you have not.
Yes, I
you,
have.
You showed me it. You showed me paragraphs that we haven't even read.
I didn't say that. Yeah, and you've never read any of the paragraphs of any medical study that has anything to do with you. I didn't say that I convinced you that evolution is real. That can't be done. Okay. I don't think that can be done because you're either performing as a character at a Renaissance fair. And so you can't, like, your happiness depends on you not breaking character, or you're just incapable of believing it. But that's not what I said I did. I said I satisfied your burden with 100%. I talked myself into a corner.
Evidence?
I did exactly the thing that you require in order to believe in something. I provided exactly that. I don't need to do anything else. So what do you... We can keep talking about evolution, but we're not talking about...
So you're disingenuous.
Providing
okay.
evidence or looking at papers
say
because
you're disingenuous.
That's done.
Say you're disingenuous. Okay. That's fine.
Why are you talking to yourself?
Just say you're disingenuous. That's fine.
Chat, why is
You're
it talking
to
itself?
You're not actually trying to prove a claim. You are simply making a statement.
Donkey, I literally just did prove it. And I knew it before I even did it. I asked you, what would it take for you to believe it? And then exactly what you said, I found. And then you tried to shift the goalpost to say, that's just a paper that you haven't read. And then I made you admit that you believe things that you don't know anything about and didn't read the studies about. So all of this, everything you asked for has been provided.
Okay, what about an observation?
They observed the fossils.
They observed the fossils? Did you observe these fossils?
Did you observe any of the medical studies that confirmed whatever diagnosis you were given? No. So we're not doing this. You're going to have to do something else other than has Planet Peterson ever made a scientific discovery? Because you've never made a medical discovery, yet you believe doctors. Because you know that doctors know what they're talking about, and you know that you don't. Now apply that to evolution. So don't ask me any questions about whether or not I've done any scientific work. It's irrelevant.
Let's apply it to evolution, right? So I broke a bone before, okay? I can see a construction of a human skeleton. You know when your arm is broke, you know, oh yeah, I need a doctor to medically prescribe me this, to take me through this procedure. You are not doing that at all when it comes to evolution. You are simply, like you just did, you pulled up an article. And
I've literally seen
gospel.
Fossils before. I've literally run my DNA through PCR before. So yeah, I've done more than the equivalent that you've done in the medical field of I know that I have bones. I saw a bone one time.
That makes more sense than what you're saying. Yes,
I'm not even dignifying that with a response. So, what do you want to talk about next, or what else about evolution do you think is a problem?
Okay, you know what. Since you are so adamant about this being a fact.
Donkey, just tell me what you want to talk about. Quit trying to set up some grand thing.
I want the number one concrete evidence for evolution.
Genetics.
What to you is this is it. This proves it right here.
Genetics.
Like, you say genetics. Like, what do you mean by that?
You don't know what genes are? Or you don't know what genetics is?
Okay, so we're just digging, right? Can you explain what, elaborate, what do you specifically mean? What in genetics proves that we come from a lower primate? How do we know we come from fish? How do we know through genetics?
When things reproduce, they pass on their DNA, right?
Okay.
I need to know if you agree with this or not. I'm going to make you prove it like I did last time.
You're going to make me prove your positive claim?
Yes.
Okay, so...
When things reproduce, right, they pass logical. On their DNA, right?
Right, yeah, obviously, for sure.
So if things share DNA, that means they're related, right?
Yeah, obviously, yeah.
Okay, we share genes with all forms of life on this planet. And in a very particular way, we share most of our DNA with the great apes, and they share most of their DNA with us. And then we share even less with other mammals, but we share more DNA with mammals than we do with any other form of life, which is exactly what you would expect because that's how we're classified, and all the way down the line. So there, you just proved it.
I proved it. Okay. So yes. Your claim is that since we all share genetics with all living beings, we had at one singular point, we all had to be the same thing?
That's what it means to be related to something. It means that you have a common ancestor.
So
it means that you are tied through reproduction to that living
right.
thing.
Yeah, not, yeah, right. I get your argument. I'm saying that to you is proof that we all came from one singular single-celled organism that started multiplying. Because we shared
evidence is what proof is.
Right. So how do you know that is true? That could be what you, I agree with everything you said, but it could also be in the sense that a God, a higher intelligent creator, spawned us from one point. It doesn't a big bang and we all come that because if you say evolution is real, you automatically believe
there's no evidence about mainstream science. That's post hoc. There's no evidence of that.
So, okay, so you're not making that claim. You're not making the claim of Big Bang, and we all just came from this one explosion of a cesspool and lightning struck it. What, are
the
you
big,
making that
the
or
Big
not?
Bang happened, for sure. I told you that there's no evidence that God made all of the critters on the Earth and just gave them DNA that somehow, miraculously, ironically, makes... Let me simplify this. I'm claiming that there's no evidence that God somehow made life look exactly like evolution is true. Because the evidence would look exactly this way if evolution were true. And then according to this post hoc story that there's no evidence for, that story produces exactly the same kind of evidence. You can't tell the difference between either of the two of them. Except mine has real evidence because it's built up from prior knowledge, creating new knowledge, and then all of the evidence being consistent with that process. Whereas you just waited until we did the entire assignment and then you wrote God's name on it at the end.
That's a funny way of putting it. Okay.
It's an accurate way of putting it.
I mean, I wouldn't say that. Okay. A lot of signs came
from
the
church. No, you wouldn't,
church.
But I would, and I'm right.
Well, a priest is the one who came up. A Catholic priest is the one who came up and originated the Big Bang theory. So, like, that's just
he was a scientist. He did science, proving that only science could discover something like the Big Bang. He didn't pray about it. He didn't find it in Scripture. Nothing in Scripture helped him. If the Bible had never existed, we would have been able to figure out the Big Bang. If science had never existed, we would never have figured out the Big Bang.
And when you say figure out, like I know this is off topic. This has nothing to do with the prompt, but you have evidence of Big Bang? The stars are expanding. The universe is expanding. Is that the argument you have?
Why did you switch from, yes, the Big Bang is such a cool idea, thanks to the Christian that discovered it, to now all of a sudden... The Big Bang, that's fucking stupid. It's not even true.
Well, because
so
that was my
why is it that Christian scientists are the ones discovering stupid false ideas. I guess Christianity is pretty awful, isn't it? Because according to you, if you're a Christian and you try to do science, you suck at doing science because you discover stupid false ideas.
No, I would just say the Catholic Church, you know, is not trustworthy. It's not true Christianity, whatever you want to label that as. And that's why I brought that up in the first place. It's funny enough, it came from the church. So, or the Catholic Church.
It literally
church,
didn't
Roman
come
Catholic
from
church.
The church.
It did. 100% it did. I mean, no, we have Lucifer telescope, one of the biggest telescopes in the Vatican.
Comes from the church. The donkey is a flat earther.
I'm not a flat earther. I don't know what the earth is. It could be anything, but I
So
I'm
you're
not,
a flat earther. Okay. Very good,
I
donkey.
I wouldn't say it's flat.
That's a bad donkey. No, it's not flat. It's just not a globe. I'm not saying it's flat. It's just not a globe.
I don't know what it is. It could be anything. I'm not making a positive claim. It could be anything. Who knows? I don't believe what you're talking about is trustworthy, given the fact that it comes from a certain group of individuals who have controlled media, science, literacy for the last 500, 600 years. It's you know, you're just, like I said, you're giving me things to put my faith in. You're no different than a priest in a church.
Do you realize that in the West, every single government was intrinsically linked to some church, including whatever church you're a member of?
Yeah, and look at all the molestation that goes on in the
and
church today.
So you're,
it's always
okay,
been corrupt.
I get that you're part of it. A giant child molesting enterprise that's corrupted governments for the last 2,000 years. I don't understand, though, why you... Now we're back to exactly what you did earlier. Oh, thank Christianity for this scientific discovery. Oh, by the way, that Christian discovered a very stupid science that I don't believe in. Oh, isn't it so bad how those types of people are in bed with government and manipulate everybody and do all these horrible things, including the one that I'm a member of? Oh, thank God I'm a member of one of those organizations. You fucking
well,
donkey.
I'm not a member of any organization. And
you're
never
a Christian. Yes, you are.
Christianity. I never, and first of all, I said the church, right? The church, do you think God sits in the church? That's not how, that's, if you read the Bible, it's not what he said
so.
At all.
Well, what did Jesus say to Peter?
What, I mean, he said a lot of things to Peter. What are you referring to?
What's kind of like the biggest thing he said to Peter?
You will deny me three times?
Yeah, nice try. You're Peter, and upon this blank, I shall blank.
Dude, are we playing hangman? Like, just read the scripture.
Donkey.
Like,
say it. Admit it.
I say what?
Admit what the scripture says. Well, wasn't that you that had no it? Or no, wait, that was a couple guests ago. They didn't know what the Bible said. What did Jesus say he's going to use Peter for?
Let's read the scripture.
I know that you know it, so just admit it.
I don't recall the Bible by memory.
You are Peter, and upon this rock, I shall...
Sit upon you.
Build
upon you. Yeah, something like that, right.
My what is that? Church.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with the Catholic Church?
My church. It has to do with Christianity requiring a church. Thus saith the boss.
Okay. I'm confused what point you're making here.
I'm making multiple points. One,
so
you being terrified of your own belief system. Because instead of admitting that Jesus wanted a church, you thought that Jesus was telling, hey, Peter, come here and sit on my face, big boy. Like, it's just pathetic.
That's insane.
What do you want to talk about next?
Let's talk about
evolution.
Don't move the goalpost. Well, we were right here. We were having a good conversation.
Right. We're having a conversation about evolution, and you change the subject to the Big Bang, and then you change the subject to, well, did you know there's actually a cabal of false Christians that are actually trying to make all the freaking frogs gay or whatever? So,
okay.
Yes.
Right. Classic.
I agree. You should quit doing that. What do you want to talk what about evolution
thing, right?
Do you want to talk about?
I'll talk about one more thing, but I just want to say this about the conversation we just had. Like, when you're talking about evolution, right, you're going to attract the crowd of the conspiracy type, right? And all
like
of
you.
That is, of course, if you're not a conspiracist in 2026, okay. Like, you're not paying attention. Like, come on, we could, there's so many things we could talk about, but we're not talking about that. I'm simply talking about this topic. And when you bring this topic up, you know what type of audience that you are attracting. And it is the conspiracy audience. And when you talk about something like evolution, it automatically trickles down to the Big Bang. And when you talk about things regarding like the Big Bang, it originates from the Catholic Church. There's a lot of questions about the Catholic Church. There's a lot of eyebrow raises when you get into the details of the Jesuit priests, the Roman Catholic Church, who established the Roman Church, the history of the Roman Church. And it's not just one thing you can chop up to be, oh, well, it's all Christians. It's much more intricate than that. And for you to just sit here and say, oh, man, I thought you believed in Christianity, but so well, you're not a Catholic? Like, there's a lot of things you need to dissect. And in order to have an educated conversation about this with someone on the opposite side, you have to be willing to dive into these subjects, you know, being honest. And I'm not moving the goalpost. I'm simply saying, if you're going to have these conversations, be prepared to go down these quote unquote rabbit holes. And yeah, that's really it. For my last part, I would say I do believe in adaptation. I strictly do not believe in evolution. I do not believe on a long enough timeline that this amphibious creature will suddenly develop lungs and grow limbs and start walking on the land. I do not believe that has ever been observed.
I get that you don't believe it, but if it happened, then there would be evidence. So what would that evidence look like?
It would have to be demonstrable in an isolated lab that they're somehow recreating.
It happened hundreds of millions of years ago over the course of millions of years.
Bro, that's not been in a lab. It's not been observed. It's studies that and has just nothing like the dinosaur
not,
bones.
That's not
it's
what I said. I said this is a okay. I mean, what would be a good example? Do you think that we're going to talk, never mind. We don't need an example. If it's true, then there would be evidence. Now, a process that takes millions of years, we can't watch the process happen, but that doesn't mean we can't find evidence. So what would the evidence look like?
Like, that's just so convenient, bro. Like that's, I'm sorry. That is the evidence I need. That is required for me to believe that. I need to know. Is this just what your belief is?
If somebody believes in something that can't happen again, do they believe in something stupid? Are they stupid for believing it?
Don't say not happen again. It's not demonstrable. It is not something you can observe.
That's fine. If somebody frequent. Believes in something that's not demonstrable, what's your opinion? Are they stupid for believing it? Is it a stupid belief?
Yes, regarding, you know, what the belief is.
Okay.
And you can't demonstrate the belief.
Repeat the resurrection.
Anything. Well, that is, again, you can't, that's a terrible analogy because that requires faith. And that's a big part of the Bible and God having a relationship. It's faith.
And you believe it even though it's not repeatable. So faith is a stupid position to hold.
But you have faith in the studies.
No, I don't. There's evidence.
As gospel.
If it happened, there would be evidence. And we have evidence. We already went over it. All life is related.
I've seen your evidence, bro. I'm just not convinced. Like, I'm not sitting here. I'm not calling you dumb. I'm not saying you're a terrible person, whatever. I'm simply saying I don't agree or believe or put faith in the shit you just showed me. I don't. I'm sorry. And I can't.
Even though we have the evidence, hyper-specific evidence. So the reason you don't believe it has nothing to do with science.
Hyper-specific would be an observation that is demonstrable. That is hyper-specific.
Yes, we can sequence the DNA of humans and chimpanzees and find that it's 98.6% the same. It had to be a number like that in order for... Well, it didn't have to be a number like that. But, okay, let me just ask you an incredibly simple question. If we shared more DNA with carrots than we do with chimpanzees, that would have been very strong evidence that evolution is false, right?
For sure, yeah.
Instead, the exact opposite happened, meaning we have extremely strong evidence that evolution is true.
Like I said, that's
so it's not faith, it's evidence. Yeah, belief predicated on evidence, not faith. You believe in faith.
It's a good story.
You believe in the non-reproducible, stupid thing that requires you to believe in magic for no good reason. I don't believe in that. Every time you criticize me, you're looking in the mirror.
I'm not criticizing you. I'm trying to get into why you believe these things, these studies that you've looked
because
into.
Because of the overwhelming genetics. Scientific evidence.
Yeah, and then look, it's the thing, bro. Like, who's funding these organizations? Where are they getting the funding? Where
people all over the world? People all over the world figure this stuff out. People with completely different cultures that don't even like each other all figure out the exact same ideas. If something is true, stop it. If something is true, then if you have a whole bunch of people that aren't even working together, that don't know each other, that come from cultures that don't even like each other, and they all figure out that they all get the same answer, that's, again, overwhelming evidence that the thing they're discovering is almost certainly a true aspect of nature. When different cultures around the world, if they engage in a fact-finding endeavor, or what they think is a fact-finding endeavor, and all they do are produce contradictory results, then that's extremely strong evidence that either all of them are wrong, or, well, that's what it's strong evidence of. It's not very compelling evidence that one of them is right and the rest of them are wrong.
Right.
This is the strength of science. Science works in exactly this way. Somebody can live in the United States or in China or in Russia or in Belarus, for all I care. And when they do this kind of science of evolution, when they sequence genomes, when they go look for fossils, they all find exactly the same kind of evidence. To say that they're just conspiring together is a flat... Oh, wait, I forgot you are a flat earther.
I'm not a flat earther, bro. Don't label me the flat earther in front of 400 people. That's
insane. The Earth a globe?
I don't know.
Did humans fly to the moon a couple weeks ago?
I don't know.
Okay, so you're a flat earther.
I'm not a flat earther.
Yes, you are.
I would be a liar if I said, yeah, bro, we definitely did that. Yeah, I definitely know. I don't know. I can't sit here and tell you,
Then take a faith position on whether or not it happened. You're willing to take a faith position about whether or not magic happened 2,000 years ago. So take a faith position on something less stupid, that we put four people in a rocket and it went to the moon and back. Take a faith position, yes or no?
I can't put my faith in that.
You can't. No. I didn't say take a faith position on whether or not they did. I said take a faith position on one position or the other. They either did or they didn't. Take a faith position.
I would, if I put my faith in it, I would hope that they did. But I don't know. And I don't think anyone does. I really don't believe anyone except those four.
I'll give you credit
people
for at least being consistent on that.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I never sat here and said, Jesus Christ is coming back, the earth, they're lying about it. All I'm telling you is,
well, he's not.
I don't know.
He said he was going to before the people he was talking to would die, and then that didn't happen. So he was a liar, and that religion is false.
Hey, your words, not mine, bro. I don't know.
No, they're Jesus' words. He said them.
I don't know. He said it, but who knows what happened? How do we know? How do you disprove the resurrection? How do you know he didn't resurrect and come? How do you know these things? People don't know. Okay. Until we can be honest about that, I can't take anyone serious.
You can't take anybody who doesn't doubt that every single thing that ever happened seriously.
When regards to history and things that are not demonstrable and observational, like you can consistently see this pattern happening. It's hoopla. It's woo-woo. It's the same thing when people say they have spirit guides and their ancestors are taught. It's the same thing. No one can prove that. Who knows? But when you have a group of people like scientists, you know, even let's use mathematicians. Math is, it's a never-ending cycle of equations that need to be solved, filling in blanks, and it takes years. It could go on forever. We don't know. Like, no one knows what
we know that 1+1=2, even though we haven't discovered the all nice prime Siamese numbers yet, and we almost certainly never will. 1 + 1 = 2 is true, and so are all of the other mathematical proofs. All, I'm assuming there's at least two of them. So
my point is, bro, you say you believe in these things, and you say evolution is a fact. All I'm saying is
because of the evidence.
You put your faith in that evidence.
It's not faith. If it were faith, I wouldn't have any evidence.
You believe it, right?
Because of the evidence.
So your evidence is enough for you to put your faith in this belief.
It's not faith. I have evidence.
That's where we disagree, bro. How do you know your evidence is as reliable as you claim it is? Oh, it's repeatable. Okay, who's funding these organizations? It doesn't matter who's funding it.
Because science is objective.
Yeah, and who's funding that science? Like, you ever heard of a private centralized banking system?
Countless different people that don't even talk to or like each other.
How do you know they don't talk? How do you know that?
How do I know that people that can't even speak English are talking to people in America?
Oh my God. Dude, that is... Stop. I'm not...
You're
I'm
telling
not,
me that there I'm are not scientific papers.
You just said they don't speak the same language. Therefore, how could they ever conspire to come together to push an agenda that they will all profit off of? And whoever falls in line will get this funding and just keep going. Like, come on, bro. You really think just because they don't speak the same language... that can't happen? Come on. That's like, dude, cannot be that gullible.
This is the... I was starting to feel bad when I called you a donkey earlier, but I'm going back to donkey. That is the most insanely asinine, stupid thing I've ever heard in my life. You think that just because two people lack the ability to talk to each other, that they can't conspire together? I actually can't believe... I'm going to start calling you your government name instead of donkey.
Are you
jackass.
Actually standing?
You're an actual jackass.
Are you standing on that claim that two groups of individuals don't speak the same language, therefore they cannot conspire together?
Yes.
Oh my God.
Oh, your false God.
Oh my God.
Like, oh, your false
Jesus
God.
Jesus Christ, please. Wow. All right. I mean, that proves it. You know what? There is no global conspiracy. There is nothing going on. There is no WEF. There is no private centralized banking system.
Explain how people that can't speak the same language conspire together.
Education. There's people in their countries that speak multiple language that they use as translators. That's how we have, you know,
provide evidence that that happened.
Iran. Huh?
Provide evidence that that happened.
What evidence that what happened?
What you just said.
That people that don't speak the same language can conspire together to push an agenda?
Yes.
All throughout history?
We're talking about evolution.
But that is my point, that they easily can have these institutions.
I didn't ask you to imagine a story, okay?
That is 100%
provide evidence.
How do you think they overthrow governments in different countries?
We're talking about evolution.
What do you mean?
We're talking about evolution. There are people in China that can't speak English that discover exactly the same kind of evidence that people in America doing evolutionary science also discover. Provide to me the evidence that these people that can't even talk to each other have a middleman that's telling both of them to cook the books and make the evidence that doesn't exist look the way it does. That's what you have to provide evidence of. Because that's what we're talking about, and that's your claim.
Hey, bro, it's 5 o'clock, and
yeah, I'd run away too. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.